Hi, we are Ellen and Lauren. We are sisters, wives, mothers, veterans, and all-around DIYers living our best lives. Our families each have three kids between 4 and 18 years old.
On this podcast, we hope to help you learn to do what you can, where you are, and try not to sweat the rest. If you want to learn more about what we're discussing today, check out our show notes at wifestylehustle.com. You're listening to Wifestyle Hustle. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Wifestyle Hustle podcast. Today, we're going to cover some of the plants we plant outside before the last frost date in the spring. There are a surprising number of things that you can plant early. But before we start today, make sure and share our podcast with your friends. We depend on word of mouth as our main method of getting new listeners. Consider sharing on your social media. We would really, really appreciate it.
Oh, before we start today, we had our first binge listener the other day. I thought it was of note to share.
They
listened to like 22 episodes in one day. So it was pretty.
Wow. Yeah,
it was pretty. They must have really liked it.
We are binge worthy. I love it.
I know. I thought it was pretty fun. All right, now we can get right into it.
Okay, there's a few things that you can get in really early, just as seeds, so you don't have to start them in the house. And one of the very first things I like to put in the ground is peas.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really only require the ground to be not frozen. So as soon as you can work it with gloves on, because the ground is still going to be pretty cold, you can get your peas in the ground. And 8 to 10 days later, you're going to have little pea shoots coming up. And it's really a very exciting time in the garden, because who doesn't like the first thing that's growing?
Right.
And radishes are another good one to do with.
Let's go back to peas really quick, because I'm doing a little experiment with mine this year. So I started about 10 peas inside, but I still have seeds. So I'm probably going to plant them and then start seeds on the same day and see how they both do.
Ooh.
I'm kind of excited
That's
about
interesting.
It.
Interesting. I'll be looking forward to hearing back on that.
I'll have to take pictures.
Yes. Those will be shared on our social media page, I'm sure.
I like experiments.
Me too. And I did say that peas are one of the first things to go in, but that's not entirely true. Actually, garlic goes in first for most people. You plant garlic in October, so you actually plant garlic before the last season ended. And then it is the first thing to come up in my garden. And it is such an exciting time, because when the garlic comes up, the new season has started. And it's the first green thing you see. And it's just,
it usually starts to come up at about the same time as your daffodils or your tulips. You'll start to see little garlic shoots in the garden. And it is. I mean, I know we're kind of nerdy about gardening stuff, but I don't know. I just love seeing all those green shoots. I like seeing the daffodils and the tulips. It is the signal of the end of the death season. And the beginning of new life. So who wouldn't like that?
I don't know. Because everything has been so brown for so long, those first green shoots seem particularly green. They're greener than other green things to me. The pine trees do stay green all winter, but they're kind of a dull green. Those first little green shoots from your garlic, especially, they're just so vibrant. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be looking on our social media page next week, because I think I will have some pictures of my garlic that has come up. So be looking for that.
Will do. Other things that you can plant early are kale, cabbage, and cauliflower. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think all of them are in the same family, aren't they?
I believe so, along with broccoli.
Right. I haven't ever planted broccoli early, but I've done all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't planted broccoli.
They're called cool weather crops, and they can all go in long before your last frost date. And the reason we're not giving specific dates was because we don't know the zone in which you reside. I know when I can put my cold weather crops in. Laura knows when she can put her cold weather crops in, but even our own dates are going to be different. So you do kind of need to look up your zone and when you can put stuff in, certain things in your own zone. So that's why we're not giving you any specific dates. This is something that needs research on the side.
Mm-hmm. It does. But chances are, no matter where you are in the U.S., unless you're really far down south, even if it said that you could plant it a while ago, you can still just go ahead and throw those in the ground. They should be fine.
They'll be fine, and you will probably get a crop. It may not be as good of a crop, but it's better than no crop
at all. Right.
So the colder weather crops are going to go dormant during the hottest part of the summer, but they'll very likely come back in the fall. Mm-hmm. So you just have to leave them alone. This is what I do anyway. I just, you know, when my kale stops growing for a little while, it's okay. I just leave it alone and it'll come back late August and start growing again.
And the great thing about kale is, especially if you live further south, is it doesn't ever stop all winter long. I've even gotten kale in the middle of the winter from a crop that was not covered. It was just out there and it came back. And something fun that I learned about cabbage lately is that if you plant it in early spring and then harvest your cabbage head and then leave it, it will grow another cabbage head in the fall.
Yep. Same with broccoli, will do that too. It'll grow a main head. You harvest that and then just leave the stem and it'll start throwing out all these side shoots, which to me, I grew broccoli for the first time last summer, and I was so pleased with the little side shoots. I thought they were better than the main head. So just leave that bad boy alone, try to ignore it, and it will throw out more little heads for you to harvest. I was so happy with my broccoli last year. I didn't even do anything to it. I can take zero credit. I put it in the ground, and it just started throwing broccoli at us. It was fantastic.
I'm doing broccoli rob this year. It's my first foray into broccoli growing.
Yeah. Well,
the kids love broccoli. It's one of the many things that they love. So, but they like it better than cauliflower. I like cauliflower better than broccoli. I feel like it's more versatile.
Me too.
Do more with it.
I completely cauliflower. Agree.
But they don't like it as much. So I need to grow something that they'll like as well.
And another really good early vegetable is lettuce. I like to actually start most of my greens inside. I get better germination out of them, which I think we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But I just to touch on it, I usually start my kale and lettuce in the house and then transplant them outside. But lettuce is a really good thing. It's until it bolts, which means it's going to seed. It's an ever-bearing produce. So you go out there, you pick yourself a few leaves for your salad, and then come back a few days later, and you're going to be able to keep picking more and more of it. And as long as you stay on top of it, you can, for a while at least, keep it from bolting, which is what it means when it goes to seed. And that's one of our favorite early vegetables because it starts producing before I'm putting other things into the ground even. It's giving us salad. We do love our summer salads.
Mm-hmm. And depending on where you live, your lettuce may come back from the previous year. if you let it go to seed, which I just started doing about 3 years ago, I stopped pulling my lettuce when it went to seed and I just let the seeds fall in the garden. And now in the early, early, early spring, I get lettuce.
Which is such a treat.
It is. It's one of the it's one of the first things to come up. Yeah, I love it. It comes up all over the garden, which is slightly inconvenient, but I'm still going to let it happen.
So another thing that can go in super early is our potatoes and onions. They can both be put in pretty much as soon as the ground can be worked. This is especially true with potatoes. You dig yourself a nice deep trench and you throw your little spuds in there and keep backfilling it as they fill up. By the end of the season, we'll have lovely potatoes.
Yep. So a few years ago, I guess I just missed some of my potatoes that were in the ground and they came back up the following year, the following winter. It was actually kind of interesting. I guess they didn't freeze or something. I don't know. I really thought potatoes didn't do well in a frozen ground, but I learned otherwise.
I've had them come up in my compost before, and I know it's just from potato peelings. They, you know, you peel the eyes off, and the eyes are what grow on potatoes, and so I've gotten potatoes right out of my compost before. So, yeah, they're a good one for a beginning gardener because they want to grow.
They want to be here. No coaxing necessary.
Yep. And honestly, the ones that I have gotten out of my compost do tend to be a little bit smaller because they aren't nurtured as well as the ones that I intentionally planted. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, potatoes are potatoes. They're still delicious.
Yep. Most, and something that we don't talk about quite as much when we talk about gardening is flowers. A lot of flowers can overwinter as well. Not just as bulbs, but as seeds. Seeds, just like the lettuce, they will reseed themselves and come back up the following year.
Yep.
What are some of your favorites?
And flowers definitely serve a purpose, even in the vegetable garden. Personally, I don't
especially there
keep my ornamental flowers in my vegetable garden. I have flower beds for that. But what you're doing, even by keeping your flowers in your flower beds, is you're drawing those pollinators into your yard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're bringing them closer to where your vegetable garden is. And so when those flowers on your vegetables start to burst open, those pollinators are already there to go and pollinate those things too. So it is good to keep some flowers in your yard, whether you put them in and among your vegetables or you have separate flower beds for them, because you do want to pull in those pollinators that will, you know, make your vegetables grow. So, and they're beautiful. I do like pretty things. We've established that a few times. I like to listen to the pollinators. I love to look at the flowers. It brings beauty to your spaces. And that's always nice.
And when you grow a lot of vegetables are not necessarily known for their beauty. They, start to get a little old, sometimes a little brown in places, and the plant doesn't stay as new and pretty as it did in the beginning. But for some reason, flowers, I've planted marigolds in my garden. They last all summer long. And they keep on producing more and more flowers. And they're great for your garden. The smell scares away bad pests and attracts good ones. And the other one that I love to plant is nasturtium. And that is, it will also reseed, or you can just save the seeds inside, and they're really easy to collect. And the plant is really great as a cover crop. So if you have a part of your garden that you aren't planting any vegetables in this year, nasturtium keeps weeds out of your garden. It completely covers everything that you planted on. It produces beautiful little flowers, and the leaves are also edible. All of it's edible, but covers everything.
And they're pretty.
They are.
They'll climb
it's
up
a lovely
trellis.
Plant.
Yep. And they just add an all-season pop. They're the ones that I had last year anyway were a really pretty orange. I think I had yellow too.
Mm-hmm.
And they add color to your garden all year. Kind of like marigolds. Mm-hmm. Marigolds do the same thing. And if your garden is a place that's beautiful, it's a place you're going to want to spend time. For me, adding a few flowers, especially beneficial flowers, to the vegetable garden definitely makes me want to be there.
Yeah. Nasturtium isn't something that I would plant anywhere else because it does really like space. It likes to spread out and it will choke out other things that you don't want, but or that you do want. But it's great as a cover crop. And I've planted it around like my zucchini and cucumbers, like things that grow up and out of the space. It's great for, but it kind of turns into a big bush if you let it crawl along the ground. But it's not like a weed in that it, even though it, sometimes it will come back the following year, it doesn't ever cover like that again unless you replant seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great one. I love having it in my garden.
Yep.
I do like to, with some of these things, I do like to germinate the seeds inside with actually kind of everything. I have planted things in the garden that I knew were good seeds and just nothing ever happened. Nothing's happening. And, you know, then you have to plant again and again. But usually when you germinate your seeds inside, and what I mean by that is you just take a paper towel and lay your seeds on it and spray it a couple of times and put it inside of a plastic bag. And in a warm place. And they're going to germinate so much faster that way than they do anywhere else. Even in dirt inside, it's just so much faster to do it this way.
And that isn't how I germinate. I actually do, like, for instance, with my kales and my cabbages, what else? Cauliflower, broccoli, that sort of thing. I actually use dirt and grow lights and get a nice little plant going. And maybe it is as a result of where I live that I like to put out into the garden an established plant because I feel like they do better. And Lauren is doing what works for her in her area. I'm doing what works for me in my area. And no answer is right or wrong. You just have to experiment with where you are and see what works best for you in mm-hmm. your area.
After I germinate inside of a paper towel, I probably will go ahead and put it in dirt inside for a little bit until it becomes an established plant. But again, mm-hmm. I just think the germination is so much faster with this method. You should give it a try.
Maybe I will. Although I've already started most of my early stuff. So if I did it like that now, I would have twice as much, which I guess isn't a bad thing.
Some of my indoor tomatoes just never came up. So now I'm trying them in a paper towel to see if they were just a bad pack of seeds or what. How mm-hmm. did I fail here?
What did I do wrong? So a few things are going to come back at least a few years. For instance, like some of your herbs are going to come back year after year after year. I have a few herbs out there that have been there since I put in the garden. I think this is our fifth year. It's mm-hmm. easier to keep track of because it's the same age as our youngest child.
That's funny.
I remember how old the kid is. I know how old the garden is. But some of my herbs have been out there since we put in this, our current garden. So if you put in your perennial herbs, put them somewhere where you're going to be able to leave them there because the better established they are, the more productive they're going to mm-hmm. be. So things like your sage, thyme, chives.
Rosemary.
Well, depending on where you live, rosemary doesn't come back here. What else? I have things planted all
oregano.
I can't. think of anything else. Oregano's a good one. Bee balm.
Mint.
Mint. Yeah, don't put mint in your regular herb garden if you know it's good for you. Or you'll have mint and only mint. We actually don't even plant mint. My neighbor plants mint. And her mint grew under her fence, and now we have a whole side yard with mint in it. And the kids and my husband go and just snack on mint over the side yard.
It's great to make into tea, too. My sister taught me that.
Oh, she's smart. It actually really is good for tea. Just dry it upside down for a week or two. It makes really nice herbal tea. A few other things, like some of your greens will come back. My kale usually will come back for 2 years. After 2 years, it's about done. But that might just be because of where we live. I don't know. Do you have kale come back year after year?
I do. But a few years ago, I pulled mine out because it was ugly. So I guess it depends on how ugly you're willing to let yours be. Mm-hmm. What I did, I'll just tell you guys what I did. What I did was I planted it, and I planted seeds. And it died back and came back the following year. And then by, I think it was the fifth year, it just looked ugly. It was a long stalk with a root stroke, but it was like a naked stalk because I had eaten all the leaves off of it, except for the very top. But it was like this long, empty stalk with leaves growing out of just the top of it. It was ugly. It was really ugly. So maybe if I had cut it back at the beginning of winter, it would have been different. But I know I got leaves off of it all winter long. So mm-hmm. I know lots of people that plant kale in their winter bed, like with a, they put a greenhouse structure over it to, what are those called? Cold boxes.
Cold frame.
Yeah. And, you know, they grow kale all year round. So I don't know. I think you guys should read some or watch some kale videos to learn what to do to make kale come back year after year, because it did. It did come back year after year, but it looked like some kind of defunct root that was like way out of the ground or something. It was very unattractive, so I just pulled it out.
And it depends on how big a kale eaters you are. My family are huge kale eaters. We love the stuff. We eat it in the summer raw. Well, I don't, but my family does. Eat it in the summer raw and in the winter in soups and stuff. So if you are the kind of person who loves your kale, then maybe you'll be happy to have an ugly plant around, ugly but productive plant around. If you aren't quite so big on the kale, maybe this isn't worth the ugly factor to you.
Yeah.
For us, we just put up with how it, well, I just put up with how it looks. No one else cares. They don't care about the attractiveness of the kale. They just want to eat the kale.
Yummy kale. Well, guys, this is such a fun time of year when everything's starting to come back to life. There's so many things you can do outside at all times of year, but I have to say spring is my favorite for gardening. Until next time. Thanks for listening today. This has been the Wifestyle Hustle Podcast. That's WIFE style. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so you never miss an episode.
Consider liking and reviewing our podcast wherever you listen. Share it with a friend. It really helps us out. Look for our new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. We'll see you soon.